All right, Wrestling with Theology fans, this is Pastor Doug Minton here with you to dig deeper into the book of Deuteronomy. As last week we covered the Ten Commandments in Deuteronomy chapter 5, this week we take up the last 12 verses of that chapter, beginning in verse 22. These words, "The Lord spoke to all your assembly at the mountain out of the midst of the fire, the cloud, and the thick darkness with a loud voice, and he added no more. And he wrote them on two tablets of stone and gave them to me. And as soon as you heard the voice out of the midst of the darkness, while the mountain was burning with fire, you came near to me, all the heads of your tribes and your elders. And you said, 'Behold, the Lord our God has shown us his glory and greatness, and we have heard his voice out of the midst of the fire. This day we have seen God speak with man, and man still live. Now therefore, why should we die? For this great fire will consume us. If we hear the voice of the Lord our God any more, we shall die. For who is there of all flesh that has heard the voice of the living God speaking out of the midst of fire as we have, and has still lived? Go near and hear all that the Lord our God will say, and speak to us all that the Lord our God will speak to you, and we will hear and do it. And the Lord heard your words when you spoke to me, and the Lord said to me, 'I have heard the words of this people, which they have spoken to you. They are right in all that they have spoken. Oh, that they had such a heart as this always, to fear me and to keep all my commandments, that I might go well with them and their descendants forever. Go and say to them, return to your tents. But you stand here by me, and I will tell you the whole commandment and the statutes and the rules that you shall teach them, that they may do them in the land that I am giving them to possess. You shall therefore be careful to do as the Lord your God has commanded you. You shall not turn aside to the right hand or to the left. You shall walk in all the way that the Lord your God has commanded you, that you may live, and that it may go well with you, and that you may live long in the land that you shall possess.'" All right, there is our text. Very great understanding of what goes on at Mount Sinai. These are the words. These words. "The Lord spoke to all your assembly at the mountain, out of the midst of the fire, the cloud, and the thick darkness, with a loud voice. And he added no more." The Ten Commandments were the ones spoken directly by God to the full people. These are the only words that God has spoken directly to his people. Therefore, these are the words that we keep going back to. These are the words that form the core of all the Mosaic law, takes care of all of the stuff that Jesus came to fulfill, but it is also the part that is still binding to us. Why? Because even though we start off with the gospel, God still spoke these words to the people. All right, but as we have that voice coming out from the fire and the cloud and the smoke and all of that at the top of the mountain, the people are scared, and rightfully so. "The Lord our God has shown us his glory and greatness, and we have heard his voice out of the midst of the fire." God has talked to us, and yet we still live. We are still alive, because who is there that has ever talked to God face to face and still lived? Because that's Exodus 33 right there. That is Moses saying, "Let me see your face." And God says, "Man shall not see my face and live." So that gets us also to, we've heard God's voice. You know, the voice that oftentimes is said as sounding like thunder. We've heard this, and it's like, no. We want nothing to do with this. Verse 27, "You go near, and you hear all that the Lord our God will say, and you tell us." We don't want to go there anymore. St. Cyril of Jerusalem, in his catechetical lectures, speaks on this. "If to hear the voice of God speaking is a cause of death, how will the sight of God not cause death? And why wonder? Even Moses himself says, 'I am greatly terrified and trembling.' What then? Would you that he who came for our salvation become a minister of destruction because men could not bear him? Or rather, that he should temper his grace to our measure?" St. Cyril is bringing out both Moses and Jesus in this contrast. That, you know, if we're worried about hearing the word of God, when God comes to us in the flesh, how should we not be more worried? Or should he not temper his grace to our measure? That he should condescend to us in a way that we can deal with it. This is what he does in the person of Moses going up and down from the mountain. This is what he does for us in Jesus. Which is why Paul writes to Timothy in 1 Timothy 2. There is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all, which is the testimony given at the proper time. This is the promise of Jesus to be the mediator between God and man, just as Moses was the mediator between God and man, just as the high priest Aaron and his descendants were the mediators between God and man, along with all the priests. That we might all be a picture of what God has done for us. So verse 28, God hears their words, and he says to Moses, I have heard the words of this people, which they have spoken to you. They are right in all that they have spoken. They shouldn't hear anymore because they're not going to listen. That's the very next verse. Oh, that they had such a heart as this always, to fear me and to keep all my commandments. It's always baffled me when going through the wilderness wanderings, going through all the things that God did through Moses in the eyes of the people, and yet they still believe. They still failed to believe. We oftentimes want to boast that if I had seen it, we want a sign. If I saw this, I would believe. But yet, we have the accounts, and one of the things we want to do is we want to try to get rid of anything supernatural, anything outside of us. So we shove other people into that role. We shove other things into that role. And then we don't do as God commands us in verses 33 and 34. Be careful, therefore, to do as the Lord your God has commanded you. You shall not turn aside to the right hand or to the left. You shall walk in all the way that the Lord your God has commanded you, that you may live, and that it may go well with you, and that you may live long in the land that you shall possess. Dr. Harstad, as he's finishing up his commentary on this chapter, says the conditional nature of the Mosaic covenant is transparent in verse 33. Blessings under the Mosaic covenant are contingent on the obedience of Israel. The Abrahamic covenant and the new covenant in Christ, on the other hand, are without condition. You know, do these things and you may live, and it will go well with you. You may live long in the land that you shall possess. That's not in the promises to Abraham. That's not in the promises through Christ. The Abrahamic covenant, the covenant through Jesus, are pure gospel. The promise of an eternal inheritance for the sake of Jesus, the seed of Abraham. This is the difference between those who want to strictly follow after all of the Old Testament laws, trying to prove themselves to be holy through them, and the people who understand, there's no way I'm going to do that. There's no way I'm going to be able to fulfill the law. And thanks be to God that Jesus has done it for us, that he has fulfilled all the law, and he has done it perfectly, and that he has not turned aside to the right hand or to the left. He has walked in all that the Lord his God had commanded him, and he lives. It goes well with him because he is the Savior of mankind, and he will not only live long, he lives forever in the land that he possesses, which is the land of heaven. The place where the eternal inheritance that was promised to Abraham, that was symbolized by the land that was there, but is ours through Christ. And it is that promise that keeps us going. It is that promise that spurs us on to wrestle with the theologies around us, looking to his word to be strengthened, so that we might be successful, not because of us, but because of him. Amen.